All right. Well, welcome to our first conference call for Indivisible Austin. We have quite a few people who have called in. We're up to 30 right now. Expect a lot more as we continue these calls. I am sitting in front of an interactive dashboard that tells me who all the callers are. If you have a question before the Q&A session, please dial 5-star. On your phone, and we will get to you. I'll unmute you so you can ask your question, but we're going to try to get through the stock part of this agenda as quickly as possible, and then we're going to run to the Q&A session as soon, because we're boring and fussy and old and all that and boring, and you guys are not. So before we go here, let me load up our agenda. And so I'm Tom. Noah and I, as we mentioned while we were waiting for everyone to log in, is we started this effort on December 27th. We had a luncheon that it was supposed to be Noah and I, just the two of us, complaining about Trump and trying to figure out what to do. And it grew into a dozen people for that first meeting. So we're new to this, you're new to this, and let's get this going. So welcome to the resistance. Please, unless stated otherwise, please only use first names. Some people who have joined this group here in Austin and other cities may have a need for a little bit of privacy or anonymity, and we respect that. I myself work with many colleagues who voted for Trump and who, and I also have family members and people in your business or local community who may frown upon your activities here, and if you feel the need for anonymity or at least a little bit of privacy, we totally respect that. So for Austin, we have some specific news and updates for teams here, for members here in Austin. We have the most important thing we can tell you right now: go to indivisibleaustin.com. Click the Take Action Now link in the menu. It's right now there's about 13 or 14 items in that list that will guide you through. So don't wait for us. We are a decentralized organization, and we want you to take initiative. Go to that page, read up on what our group is doing, read up on the Indivisible movement that's sweeping the country, figure out in Austin who your congressional member, your congressperson is, and start making calls. We have rules of the road that Noah has worked very hard to put together, and also scripts. And, in fact, we were using the scripts to call Congress, our congressmen, which is true, they all are congressmen here in Austin, to talk about the whole the stripping of the ethics committee. And, we made a lot of calls and apparently did a lot of good, and apparently that was happening nationwide. But you don't have to wait to actually meet us or come to these conference calls, which we're going to have every week. So specifically, we're telling people, take action now, go to that page and just start doing what you need to do. Included in that is the link to this conference call venue. We also have our first meeting face-to-face, actually our second meeting at this point, that we just added to the blog. It's going to be Saturday, January 7th, 10 a.m. to noon. It's going to be at the Parmer, the Fellowship Hall United Christian Church on 3500 West Parmer Lane. It's a small room. We can probably easily fit 20 to 25. If we get more, I guess we can get another room. So please, if you can make it for our Saturday event, come and meet us. We'll likely be organizing again, and this is a theme you'll hear a lot, by congressional district, because we want to be able to organize and get everything going. So that's my part of the agenda. Otherwise, in future meetings, we'll have a special call to action. So, for example, what we really need help with in these congressional, Austin is gerrymandered in six districts. We need help tracking down when our congresspersons are having town halls, because our plan is to not just call the congresspeople, but to show up at town hall events to ask questions and make our presence felt. And so we're going to need help figuring that out, and we're going to need help to amplify our social media message. So, you know, we went from having like 10 followers to, I think now, no, I think we're at, what, a 250, something like that?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
But that's still not enough. I mean, we need like 25,000. So any help that we can get from anybody here would be great. So, and then we also are looking for volunteers. We basically need volunteers for everything here in Austin. Right now I'm answering emails. We're running the Twitter feed. We have a Facebook page. We've just started a group to do membership, to figure out how to get people, funneled into the different places that need help for volunteering. So we need help with everything. So if you can come to our face-to-face meeting, we can have these discussions there. And then part of the Q&A before I hand it off to Noah is, if you're part of an Indivisible chapter somewhere else and want help, we are here to help you with anything we can. So with given all that, I want to hand it over to Noah, and then I think we can probably jump into a more general Q&A session.
Thanks, Tom. So I'm Noah. Hi. As Tom mentioned, we've known each other mostly online for 7 or 8 years now since I moved to Austin. He's been here longer than that. But I don't think either one of us has like a real activist organizational background. I mean, we've both dabbled, Tom probably more than I have. But like a lot of you, I'm sure when you read the Indivisible Guide, or actually before that, when Trump was elected, something was awoken inside of you that made you realize everything was different now. You could no longer be that person that just went to work 9 to 5 every day, or, you know, 8 to 7, whatever the case may be, and ignore what's going on in the world. So we were both really cranky online. That's kind of how we knew each other. That's what we were good at, but to what end, you know? And we got together and said, hey, let's try to do something about this. And the rest, it's not quite history, but we're getting there. Before I go further, I do just want to acknowledge everybody who called their reps today about the dismantling of the OCE. Apparently we made a difference. I don't care what the media says about, you know, after Trump's tweet, this thing happened. No, I mean, that, there was no causation there. What really happened was that, you know, thousands, if not millions of people, just like you all, got off their asses and made some phone calls and scared the shit out of their representatives. And so thank you. This is how it happens. You know, like all of you, we read the Indivisible Guide and were inspired. It seemed to be a workable, practical playbook. Before that, I think I made 6 or 7 different calls to different offices, just about whatever random issue popped into my head. Like one day it was climate change, the next day it was the Presidential Accountability Act. And I knew that this was new for me, but I didn't really feel like it was focused effort. And reading the Indivisible Guide was a way to bring everything into focus. And so, you know, once Tom and I started getting cranky again online, we looked around and said, I kind of just assumed somebody would have started this already, and no one had. And so that's kind of my first bit of advice is, if you don't see anybody in your community doing this, in your district or your town, then it's you. Like, it's got to be you. Just start it. By the way, Tom mentioned his dogs might be coming in any moment. I'm standing next to a litter box with a cat squatting in it right now, so just lest you think I take myself too seriously, there's a cat tinkling right now. Anyway, so we all read the Indivisible Guide, were inspired, started up a Twitter account, and then because the Indivisible Guide began its life as a Google Doc, we also started a Google Doc saying, hey, let's try to, you know, present how we're going to do this in Austin. So the Indivisible Guide gives a great general playbook, and I suggest rereading it. Go back to it anytime you have questions. But I think every district, every region is going to be a little bit different, and so we put together our own Google Doc that we began to refer people back to on how we were doing this in Austin. Part of that Google Doc, we put together some guiding principles, and some of them would be familiar to anybody who read the original guide, but we kind of doubled down on some areas as well. One that I added, which is kind of near and dear to my heart right now, is also on the homepage of our website, and that's no circular firing squads. So what I'm observing, and I'm sure a lot of you are too, is a lot of infighting and bickering and, you know, who's going to be head of the DNC. And so it's just like such wasted energy, in my opinion, when there is such a true threat to our democracy as Trump seizing power. And we all have to just put all of those policy wonky differences aside and get to work and defeat this guy, and then we can go back and have those policy wonky differences. Another one that I wanted to double down on from the original Indivisible Guide was this notion of inclusion. So I am a 44-year-old white dude, and I work in tech, and I know a lot of other 44-year-old white dudes who work in tech, and I did not want this first meeting to be a bunch of 44-year-old white dudes who work in tech. And we put that front and center in our original Google Doc and said, hey, if the first meeting is mostly white dudes, there's not going to be a second meeting until we fix that. And I was really pleasantly surprised at the diversity of people who showed up at that first lunch. As Tom mentioned, it started with just the two of us and blew up into 12 people. There were seven women, five men, two Air Force veterans, and lots of other diversity as well. So I think that's something that sets us apart from the Tea Party and sets us apart from the people currently in power, the Republicans, who are mostly older white dudes, and they will eventually die and retire, but we're not there quite yet. So we also benefited through some accidental connection to the main Indivisible group. And so it just so happens, if you've read any of the articles or read the guide closely, often comes up a couple of times, and that's because some of the contributors to the original Indivisible Guide actually worked in Lloyd Doggett's congressional office here in Austin. And so there was a built-in Austin connection, and so once we started up our own Austin Indivisible chapter, they reached out to us and said, hey, we're, you know, original contributors, and some may be on this call right now. And that was a big signal boost for us because they were able to contact the main group, and we started getting retweets and getting some support there. And it provides a conduit for us to ask questions, to talk about some of the support that we need as our own little startup chapter of Indivisible. And then they're also, you know, we're also boots on the ground for them, reporting back what's working for us, what's not working. So why Austin and not, you know, District 25? It's because the way Austin is gerrymandered, as Tom mentioned before. And so because Republicans have been in control of the Texas legislature, they've gotten to draw the congressional districts. And what that means is that they get to choose their voters instead of the voters choosing them. And so it's a way to divide us. It really is. You know, we're looking at six different districts, and I think it adds up to something like 4 million people. But nobody is going to say, hey, I have District 25 pride. Like, that is not a thing. People have Austin pride or Fort Worth pride or San Antonio pride or what have you. But there's nobody rallying around their districts because they're completely arbitrary lines drawn by crazy people. If you look at the election results in the last couple of elections, they've all been landslide victories, and that's just because they've self-selected their own voters. And that goes for the Democratic district as well. They've kind of ghettoized the Democrats into districts and just, you know, said, hey, you can have that district, and here's five other districts that the Republicans are going to have. So, yes, Austin has six different congressional districts. And so we see our role as basically air traffic controllers. What I would love to see is all of the districts bloom into their own organizations for Indivisible. And then the Austin group were just mainly responsible for routing traffic. I mentioned air traffic control, you know, just say, hey, you're in this district, you need to talk to this person. But right now, we're not big enough for that. I think there is one district chapter for Austin that I'm aware of. I think it's District 10 that has a Facebook group, and they're getting some things going. But that kind of brings me to the next point, and then we're almost ready for me to stop talking and to open it up to Q&A, which is the importance of decentralization. So just because we have an Austin group and there are six districts within Austin does not mean there is any kind of hierarchical chain of command. It does not mean that you have to wait for permission to do anything. As long as you are reading the original playbook and ideally the Austin website and kind of playing by the same rules and not repeating what some other group is doing, then just do it. Like, don't wait. Don't wait for permission. We are building the plane as we fly it. I'm sure that means we're going to make lots of mistakes. We already have made mistakes, but that's just kind of the nature of it. We don't have time to sit around and build an infrastructure. We just need to get rolling. And so, you know, we're here to provide what limited resources and knowledge we have. We've mostly just been lucky and have some web savvy and social media savvy people working with us to start to make this grow quickly and more quickly than most of the other indivisible groups out there. I fully expect that to change. I fully expect other groups to take off, and we will be learning tons of stuff from them. But again, if you want to start District 25 Indivisible Texas, just do it. Don't wait around. I think I will stop there. I had some other notes about our agenda items for the next meeting, but I think that's getting a little bit in the weeds. So with all that said, I talked a lot, and I will stop. And, Tom, we can open it up for any questions.
And right before we do that, I want to underscore a few things that you were talking about. And so my personal philosophy on all this is that so one of our blog writers had a piece out there called Happy New Year 2017, and was talking about how what we need from folks is to get in the right mind, a right place. One thing I've noticed about lefties, liberals, Democrats, progressives, whatever label can be construed or applied to us, is that we have spent a lot of energy in the different phases of grief, anger, denial, all those things where, you know, bargaining, like, oh, gosh, you know, maybe the electors will change their vote on December 19th. Let's put all our energy into that. It's like, no, stop, everyone. Trump is going to be inaugurated. He's going to take the oath of office on January 20th. Things are already starting to change. Get it through your head. This is happening. We have 1,461 days of his presidency to look forward to if he isn't impeached first. There I go, bargaining. But yeah, so let's strap on our boots. Let's get to work. My personal vision for this group, and again, decentralized as possible, is that our congressmen here locally don't get a minute's rest. Every day from 8 to whenever they close down, there is someone from Indivisible Austin calling them about something, that their phones are jammed up tight, that every town hall that these guys have, there's an Indivisible Austin group. Or, you know, like as we mentioned, one of our districts stretches all the way to Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's my district. You know, District 25, yeah, yeah, yeah. Williams.
yeah, all the way up to Fort Worth. So let's partner with someone in Fort Worth, Indivisible Fort Worth, and they show up. Like if they're trying to cheat us out, like having town halls closer to Fort Worth than to Austin, so we can't make it there to protest or to do whatever we need to do, let's partner with Fort Worth. Let's get some Indivisible people in there to show the colors, to fly the flag. We need people who are active, who are going to be there, present, fighting. Get in the ring. Let's do this. Where I am not a person who cowers. I am not a person who hides. I'm not a person who is going to knuckle under someone, especially someone as ridiculous as Trump. You know, I grew up under a military dictatorship in Central America during the 80s. You may have heard of the man. His name was Noriega. Never again. No, not here, not now. So with that, I am going to open this up. So we have 35 callers. If you're still here and you have a question, the best way to do this is to dial 5-star on your keypad, on your phone. That'll alert me, and I can then unmute you to let you ask your questions. So we'll take them in some kind of order. And while we're waiting for that to happen, Kimberly from Columbus has joined us, and I'm sure you have a lot of questions. So I'm going to unmute you, Kimberly. Let's see how long it takes for it to do that.
Thanks. I'm on. Wanted to know, your website is fantastic, and it's super helpful. I was there checking it out when you were recommending that we go look at it. So obviously I'm going to need to try to find somebody here on this end who can do something. For now, we're just organizing through our Facebook, and we're trying to get people on. We've got over 50 members now and are working on figuring out who belongs to what congressional district and keeping tabs on what's going to be happening. So there's not a whole lot of activity yet with what's going on, but I'm trying to get a face-to-face meeting scheduled for Martin Luther King weekend so we can get together. One of our members owns a coffee shop, so we're if we can manage it, we'll try to go to the coffee shop and meet up if everybody can do that. One of the things that I wanted to ask, though, is how you are coordinating the actions that you're taking. I see the sample scripts and stuff so you can call and hit on different particular issues, but who's picking those issues?
So there's actually a couple of things that need to be unwrapped. I'm going to let you handle the scripts, but I wanted to talk about the website a little bit because I know that there might be others who are wondering. So an easy way to get started with a website, so Facebook is great. Personally, I'm not on Facebook. A lot of folks aren't. So it can be hard to engage on Facebook. I know I'm like one of these troglodytes who isn't on Facebook, but I'm just not into it. So what we did, so we went to our hosting company, or there's a ton of them out there, HostGator, Bluehost, or DreamHost, and all these other places. And we registered a domain name, and then literally on their dashboard, it was like they had a button that said install WordPress. Bink. And like 10 minutes later, it was installed, and then we gathered some people together, and we chose a theme. Apparently, I chose not so wisely because the theme doesn't allow us to grow very well, so we're going to be making some changes. But it's like I said, we're literally building the plane as it's in flight. So WordPress gives us a lot of stuff. Like, so we can blog with it, we can add plugins and do all kinds of stuff with one click install. So like if you want a contact form, there's usually a plugin for that. You don't have to actually do a lot of web development.
Oh, good.
So if you just need someone moderately savvy to it's probably pretty easy in your community to find someone who's done something with WordPress at some point. And you can get up and like you can create pages. Like even if you don't go any further than that, just pages and blog posts, that way you can get content up there as quickly as you can and has a theme that looks moderately nice and doesn't. Like I'm a terrible designer. I mean, if you were to unleash me, it would just look just atrocious. I would just be like, go away. Who are these clowns? It'd be like one of those '90s websites with the animated GIFs on it. That's one thing. The other thing too is, we realized because there's some of the original onus from people who came to us and said, we want to get involved, but we don't. Like if they were to show up at a town hall or a counter protest, so let's say that the worst thing could happen, like say the KKK is coming through town or whatever, you want to show up and counter protest those people, that's high involvement. That's like the peak involvement. Like you show up, you get your picture taken, you might, there are people who may not be up for that. But there are a lot of people who have time, 10, 15 minutes a day to just make a phone call. So what we realized really fast, and that's why we spent so much time, and Noah and I have backgrounds in tech and in project management, we're like, let's make some repeatable processes, let's create this take action now page so even if you never meet us and don't even want to be a joiner, you don't want to come to a stupid meeting or conference calls or whatever, all this stuff, and no, I don't want to read your blog and, bah humbug and all this stuff. I can follow this script. I can pick up my phone and dial my congressman, and you've got a script there. So we wanted to be able to have a football that people can pick up and run with it without any other involvement from us, right?
It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, so the group can scale quickly. And then from that group, that outer circle, there's probably going to be a much from there we could say, oh, you've done a lot of this stuff, and now they're interested in more. So those from those ranks will be people who want to go to town halls and do, you know, protests and counter-protests and things like that and more involvement. And then from those ranks, probably people who want to volunteer for us in our core groups, like helping us find speakers or, you know, helping us vet volunteers and do all the things that we need to have done and, you know, work on our website, answer emails, all that great stuff. So with that being said, I want to sort of an organizational note, and that's how we're kind of structuring it, because we want to grow. Like, we can't personally, like Noah and I and the 12 or so core volunteers can't personally vet the thousands of people that we know in Austin who would potentially be part of this group. So we wanted to give everyone a job.
Yeah, I can add on to your question about the scripts. So again, this is a self-organized, decentralized movement. We didn't assign anybody that role. It was something I had already been doing on my own before this Indivisible group came together. And one of our members said that she thought that it was effective. And I said, oh, okay, then I'll keep doing that and we'll put it on the website. As for subject matter, as for frequency, right now it's just me making shit up, and that's what you should do too. Like, don't wait, don't try to organize, don't like research what the best issue of the day is. Like, just go with your gut and do it. Maybe down the road there will be need for more structure, but for right now it's better just to get something out there. I'll tell you something funny about the tweet last night about the Office of Congressional Ethics. I almost did not tweet that. One of the things I did when we put together our Austin Google Doc was write a quick social media policy. And part of that policy was, don't just tweet all the bad shit Trump is doing, because every other account is doing that and it's just going to be more noise. It needs to have a local angle. It needs to call out your local congresspeople. And it needs to be about Trump, not like climate change or some other big issue. It needs to be about Trump, and it needs to have a local angle. And I couldn't really find that local angle, and so I almost didn't tweet it. And I think it was Tom who posted something on Signal like, hey, we should do something about the OCE. Like, yeah, I'll put together a little script. And that wound up being our most successful tweet. We've more than doubled our membership in the last 24 – our Twitter followers in the last 24 hours. And, you know, I'm not saying the tweet itself brought down anything, but it was obviously part of a broader zeitgeist that I almost missed. We will make mistakes. We're making shit up as we go along. Again, it's better just to put it out there.
I spent a good part of Sunday working on my local representatives and the Republican state senator, I mean, the Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman, about how appalled I am that they're trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act without any kind of replacement. So I tweeted and I called and was hammering on that, just kind of, you know, like you said, winging it, because it's an important thing and easy to say, don't do this.
And I think getting the attention of senators is going to present more challenges than individual representatives, just because they represent so many more people and it's easy to get lost. I think that is a future meeting agenda topic, is how do we go after our senators, because they need to be held to account as well, but it's much harder to get their attention.
Agreed.
So I wanted before we jump, I wanted to acknowledge we've got about 8 questions. I want to roll through here as quickly, just in the order that I see them in the dashboard. So someone from the 314 area code, I'm unmuting you now. So take a second. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, this is Chris. You can hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
go
great.
For it.
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Chris. I'm actually the leader of the Indivisible Montgomery County, Maryland chapter. And I just wanted to chime in on some of the things that you were saying in response to the questions from the person in Columbus. I wanted to second the use of WordPress as a site to put up a website really quickly. I did my website in about an hour, and it doesn't look terrible. It could definitely look better, but it's definitely something where you can get something up there and a platform for people to go to and see. I'm also coordinating my group through a newsletter through MailChimp. It's very easy to set up as well, and you can even get a sign-up link onto your website through MailChimp. It's a great way to contact. I found it's a great way to contact everyone and get things moving and everybody on the same page. And as far as your question about how you chose which topics to call about, I'm choosing the first topic. We're going to be making calls on Thursday. The first topic is going to be about encouraging our representatives and senators to press for the independent commission on Russian hacking in the election. But in the newsletter that I'm about to send out, everyone is going to receive a link to a poll, and I'm going to say, what do you all want to talk about? Because we're not going to be able to have an in-person meeting until the end of January just because of schedules. So that is another way that you can figure out what your group is most passionate in talking about, is just doing a poll and, you know, trying to look at what everybody is interested in. And that's all I got.
That's awesome. A great idea. I'm glad to see Bethesda representing, or Rockville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of the above.
I'm about to unmute someone in the 512 area code. There's a bunch of you, so sorry, it doesn't give me names. I was trying to keep everyone anonymous or somewhat private. So you'll unmute here in a second. And I'm sorry, this is kind of janky. It's kind of like takes a while. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Michelle. I don't know if we were all supposed to chime in from 512, but
hey,
I had two questions. Hey, I had two questions. One is, I was looking at your website. Thank you. It's awesome. I was reading all the stuff about digital security, which is new to me, not in the password sense, but in the sort of larger Big Brother sort of sense. And I just wondered, like, what's your point of view on, I see that District 10, which is my district, has a Facebook group, but it's not a secret group, it's a closed group. So I just wondered, A, what you think about that, and then I'll ask my second question, and then I'll mute myself again so you can just talk. The second question is, in Texas, the state legislature is going to have a huge impact on the local effect of the Trump agenda, and I just am wondering if it's just up to us, like, to figure that out, or if you have any, if there's a, there's sort of a thought process about how to go about affecting things on the state level, too.
So, Tom, why don't you take the first one, and I have some thoughts on the second one.
Yeah. So in this group, I'm sort of a security guru, security guy, and you have to, so everyone has to balance the need for security and privacy with growing the group. So if you lock everything down 100%, you're not going to get people to join unless they know the secret passwords and, you know, do the secret knock on the tavern wall or whatever. If that's how you want to operate, great. If you want to get some momentum going, you're going to have to loosen the reins a little bit. So what I suggest is that you use the two models that we're using here in Austin. One is the concentric circles. So there are tasks that you can give people who you've just met, like somebody who emails you. You don't know that person from Adam. Tell them to go to the Take Action Now page. Download the book, read it, call the congressman, use the scripts. Boom, 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 boom. They have things that they can get started on right now, and they can do that. And there's no involvement of trust. You don't have to meet them face-to-face, you know, if you're concerned about these issues, right? And then I think as you get to know them better, you vet them through that process of their involvement, and you can then do safe. Now, at the same time, we're really careful. Like in our social media rules, we tell people, hey, you may feel really good to take a photo of yourself at the protest or whatever, you're at the town hall, and that's great because you want this thing to roll on media and then social media or YouTube or whatever video. But at the same time, be really careful because you may be taking video not only yourself but three of your colleagues who may get into trouble because their work, the people at their work or their family might go, "What are you guys doing? Like, you guys are like protesting Trump or whatever," and there could be grief. And they may have to drop out of the movement because of that. right? Or they may have to curtail their activities and they become less effective. Or they may garner attention from some the weirdos that are out there. Now, as we've seen with Gamergate and with some other stuff, you know, they are out there and they're willing to take extreme measures to shut us up. So I'm not saying that they're going to target anyone specifically, but they could. So you take measures. The other thing we talk about a lot in our group, the core group of volunteers, is about compartmentalization, and not everyone knows everything that's going on in the group because we are decentralized. I have no idea what that group in the Facebook District 10 is up to. So I don't know. I couldn't tell. If someone were to ask me about it, I couldn't tell you because I don't know. I really don't know. And so we keep, in our group, we keep all of our most secret plans, it sounds so shady, on encrypted channels like Signal. And Signal, if you don't know about it, it's an app that you can download on your iOS, iPhone, or Android, and they don't keep any information about what you do. The only metadata they don't even keep metadata. So, like, if I were to call you on Signal or text you on Signal, there's not even any metadata that can be subpoenaed. In fact, there's a very famous case where the police asked them for these records, and they couldn't give anything because they don't keep anything. So we keep everything, the most secure conversations there. We publish things publicly on the website and obviously on our Facebook and Twitter. And obviously we talk to each other in public and do things. So you just figure out, you sort of balance the needs, like the most precious information, the most secretive things that you guys want to, like you don't want everyone to know exactly when you're going to do this or that or whatever until a big reveal, then use something encrypted like Signal. So just balance. So anyway, I'm going to go to Noah.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to the security thing is, you know, we need to balance security with the need to also be real constituents. So our representatives won't take us seriously if we're an anonymous horde. We have to be real people with real names with real addresses, but only those who can afford to do that should do that. So speaking of Signal, Shay just posted to our Signal group that there's a group called Left Up to Us, who's focusing more on state and local action, and so that's one to check out. And then Sarah, who's one of the contributors to the original guides, she circulated an article recently about Moral Mondays, which was the action in North Carolina that really took on the state legislature. I think these are things that we need to be thinking about, and also that I'm pretty sure the original Indivisible team is thinking about. For now, the playbook is focusing on our U.S. congressional representatives, and it's really easy to lose focus on that and start thinking about city council and state legislature and, you know, building farm teams for the future. But I think in the, you know, down the road, we'll have to consider how to partner with them, or how to partner with other groups focusing on state and local legislature.
Also, ACLU is doing a great job here in Texas.
Sarah rang in. I think she's in the queue for questions, and so she can comment further.
Let me see if I can find her. I'm going to go down the line here. So we have another person from Austin here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa. I know you were looking for Sarah.
We'll get to her in a minute.
Well, I'm glad that you came to me next because it's related to the conversation that was just going on. I used to live in an authoritarian country working for the U.S. State Department, and I have a lot of suggestions about how people can minimize their footprints online, mostly because we didn't want said authoritarian country to see what we were doing. So I would be happy to kind of volunteer more information about that in a different form. It doesn't need to be on this call.
So,
and
Lisa,
there are things that are very, very easy to implement.
I will be sending you a note after this call. Because we could definitely use you as a blogger. That's a really important topic. It's near and dear to everyone's hearts. I think there's a lot of stuff that's going down. So I will definitely be contacting you.
Okay.
I think I found Sarah. Here we go. Let's see if I've got free conference call food. Is this Sarah? Hello.
There we go. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it just said line unmuted. Awesome. Yeah, I didn't mean to be bombarding the Signal chat with notes, but I've been here just sort of taking notes on what people are saying and the thoughts that I have and sort of tidbits I wanted to share. I was very lucky to make contact with the messaged by a woman who's organizing a group in Houston. I don't know if it's officially an Indivisible group or what structure they're at. We're going to hopefully try to hook up tomorrow to trade more notes. But she is working on detailed research of the town hall schedule. This seems to be an item of concern that multiple people are running into difficulty really nailing down that information. And that's something, you know, specific to us, to Texas needs, but also that's a concern that I really want to pull back to the main group, which, by the way, so you all know me as Sarah, but I'm also I'm the sort of Austin-based member of the sort of original, the originators of the guide. This whole thing got started over drinks at Drinkwell on North Loop, by the way. And so that's thing number one. Okay, let me continue down my list here. She's also working on sort of a local version, like fleshing out the guide specific to Texas. And I think there are a lot of people around the country and other groups that are starting to think in that direction. And I know that a lot of the DC folks are thinking in that direction too, but just really scrambling to kind of implement infrastructure. So we're not quite there yet. I think this is a really great opportunity for, like Tom has said, the decentralization. You know, go ahead. If you have the idea, do it, especially if it's in keeping with the original precepts. Let's see. Other thing I wanted to say is just reiterate, as someone who kind of has a line to the kind of core group, I'm always open to hear needs. I think that it's really important that we speak up for what we do need, what would be most useful and beneficial to us in organizing. And that's something that I'm not at all shy about shouting about in the main group. let's see. What else? I think that might cover it, but I'm super excited to hear there are all these cool people, and I love everyone that's getting involved. So that's it. Back to you guys. Tom.
Well, Sarah, we love you too, and especially the entire Indivisible team. And, you know, this has been giving us I had a lot of rage after the election. So, and I needed focus because I wasn't going to go through 4 years of responding to, you know, asshat tweets from the orange one. And not doing anything else, that's just not a good thing for anybody's blood pressure, and it's completely useless. So one thing you mentioned about the getting the town hall information, I would love to have volunteers who were just focused on that, like who could, you know, call in to the reps or you know, look at their websites, constantly updating our information, so that we can dispatch people to go to town hall meetings with an advance notice.
I think we're going to need a lot of people to do that because it seems to be a pattern that
if there's people out there who are crowdsourcing, you know, weather reports and crowdsourcing, you know, whatever it is that they're crowdsourcing, we can crowdsource this. We have a lot of physical territory to cover in Austin, the gerrymandered districts that stretch out to God knows where, but we can make this happen, and that's one great big need. So if you have an interest in that or any other volunteer thing, just send an email to ask@indivisibleaustin.com, which is our main email inbox, and
be patient because I'm the only one reading them and writing them and writing responses, and we're gonna distribute that load here in a bit. But as we just got that set up just a few days ago, and if I haven't got to you, sorry. Again, we'll get to you soon. But real important that we get those kind of volunteers. That's a great volunteer effort because it's low risk, low visibility, but so important. It's just like our machinery, our process, right? We need it.
Yep. Yeah.
We have no other questions. So, again, I'm going to reiterate, if you have a question for the group, 5-star on your keypad. I believe we've heard from everybody. We have. Let me clear out the question marks here so we can keep track of who's called in. So if we have no other questions, so let's see here. We have our meeting on Saturday. It's on the blog. It's the latest blog post. It's going to be this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the church over here by Palmer Lane, Palmer and Mopac. It's far north of Austin. Please, if you think you can make it, please come by. Let's meet. Let's talk. Let's do this thing. So I'll stop the jibber jabber. Did we have any other? You said you had more notes. Or one more.
I think I'm good. I think one thing to be thinking about for the next meeting is the Women's March, which is taking place not just in Washington, D.C., but here in Austin, and I think that will be an agenda item for the next meeting, and so maybe we could come prepared to discuss ideas for how to represent our group there, and then also come prepared to break out into individual districts and get to know one another and start the groundswell activity within your district.
Yep. Exchange phone numbers, get on Signal together. We actually have one other question from 979 area code. Let's go to them real quick and make sure that we hear from them.
Hey, this is Josh in Round Rock. No question. I just wanted to tell everybody that this is awesome and you are awesome.
Thank you, Josh.
It's all because of people like you. No, seriously. I mean, it was just going to be Noah and me like eating pho and like cussing for an hour.
We would just have another cranky blog, and that would be the end of it.
yeah. And you know, creating memes for 4 years or whatever. No, so this is what we needed. And I don't even remember how Sarah got involved. We found through some connection. We found Sarah, and just everything sort of happening.
I think that raises kind of an interesting point that we are kind of noobs at this, and we don't know everything. And we want to get to know organizations who have been doing this much longer and better than we have and figure out how to work together.
Okay. So on that note, we're going to have this call every Tuesday night. So Philly and Columbus and Montgomery County, if you guys want to chime back in to help tell us what's happening in your locales, that's great. And we can keep exchanging ideas and keep connecting. But come back. We'll have more news. Have our face-to-face meeting. Follow us on Twitter. Like our Facebook pages. Amplify our messaging, please. And, you know, keep coming back. Check out our blog, and we'll keep you updated. So I'm going to go ahead and end the call. And thank you. Oh, I think we have more callers, more questions. We actually have a few minutes. I'm going to go for we have time for one more question. So I'm going to go to one more, and then we're going to quit for the night. Hey. Hi.
It's Ella here from Austin.
Yes.
Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So I will. It sounds like the way with it. It seems like it's helpful to make a lot of calls, right, to the congresspeople.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be helpful? I have a bunch of people at my high school that are super into all of this and support or are anti-Trump and support all of the activism. And if I worked with the school or with people at my school to have kind of a lunchtime one day a week to call. Would that, like, to spend time for at a lunch calling our Congress people, would that be helpful?
Yeah, again, like, you don't need to ask. Like, that is wonderful and sounds like an excellent civics lesson. Just do it. Like, this is what the movement is all about. It's just, you know, take action. We'll refine as we go. But, you know, that's a great idea, and just go for it.
And if you,
hi, thank
and
you
if
so
you
much.
Find, and if you find that that one of our scripts isn't working, or you have a tweak, or you have a suggestion, or you have a tactic, an improvement, tell us, and we'll
mm-hmm.
disseminate.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We are getting more questions. I'm going to go with one more person because we have time. 610 area code.
Hey, guys. It's Kristen from Philly.
Hey.
Hi, Kristen.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for the conference call. Everything that you guys have said is literally the things that brought me to start the group. I was looking for a group, and there wasn't one, so I was like,
yep.
Well, I guess I just have to do this myself. It's good to know that I'm not the only one who feels like I'm building the plane while we're flying it. So I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Philly.
Yeah, yeah. And we have one more, so I'm gonna stretch this out. 512 area code.
Hi, I don't have a question. I also just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Laura from District 10 in Austin, Texas, and I also just wanted to say thank you so much to all of you for starting this. And I feel really optimistic in a way that I haven't felt in a long time. So I look forward to working with all of you.
Well, thank you. Are you part of the District 10 Facebook group?
I'm not. I just found out about it. I was trying to find it on Facebook, but I'll track it down and get in there.
Okay.
I think we have a link from one of our pages. I think on our congressional district page.
On the District 10 page on our site, there's a link to it.
Oh, okay, great. I'll find it then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, everyone, good night. Stay tuned. See you next Tuesday. Vive la Resistance. See ya.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.